Hear again the word of the Lord from Luke chapter 2. And coming up at that very hour, Anna began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Catherine, Mary, Sarah, family, friends, and members of Faith Lutheran Church, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Like our dear sister Nora, Anna had waited for a very, very long time. She and Simeon were those old faithful saints living in Jerusalem, waiting for God to fulfill his promises. For 400 years, the faithful had waited in silence. After the prophet Malachi ceased prophesying, there was 400 years where there was no prophet of the Lord in the land. The church in those days clung to God's promises, spoken to them by the prophets, and recorded in God's holy scriptures. Anna had spent many long decades as a widow. Named after the Old Testament saint Hannah, mother of Samuel and five other children, Anna was not such a fruitful vine as her namesake. After she lost her husband at a young age and childless, she entrusted herself to the Lord and to his gracious care. She had no one else upon whom to depend. She had only the Lord. And she knew the Lord's promises, particularly his promises to widows and to orphans, that he would surely hear their cry, and they would find shelter in his wings. Anna waited upon the Lord, for she knew the promise of today's psalm. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. Anna waited, but her waiting was not in vain. One day as she went about the temple, she heard Simeon begin to sing. He held a baby in his hands. The child's parents had brought him that day to the temple for the redemption offering. This was a sacrifice of thanksgiving made for every firstborn child among Israel. That sacrifice was in remembrance of the Lord's redemption of Israel from slavery in Egypt by the death of the firstborn, the 10th plague. But now, as Simeon holds this child, he acknowledges that the greater exodus and the true redemption are about to take place. As Simeon says today, and as we will sing later in the service, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel." Anna knew that this child, this baby boy in Simeon's arms, was indeed who Simeon said he was, the very Lord God of Israel. And just like in the days of the Exodus, the Lord was coming personally to redeem his people. But this time it wasn't from slavery in Egypt, in Babylon, or even to Rome. The Lord came to redeem his people from their sins, from the grasps of death, and from the dominion of Satan. Jesus came into this world to be the redemption offering for the sins of the whole world. Anna rejoiced, and she went about her day and told those who were waiting with her, "The Lord's redemption is here." Nora rejoiced in that same hope, dear Christians. She wants you to know it. For that baby boy in Simeon's arms was Nora's redeemer as well. Nora was brought to the temple, to the gathered saints in Cornucopia, Wisconsin, as a young baby. Her parents brought her not to make a sacrifice, but to receive God's sacrament, the sacrament of holy baptism. There, in Cornucopia, Wisconsin, Jesus clothed Nora in his righteousness. God the Father adopted her as his child, and the Holy Spirit sealed her as his dwelling place. Later, as a young woman, Nora was confirmed in the Lutheran Church. She publicly made the small catechism her confession of faith. She memorized those precious words which every Christian must know. Among those are the Apostles' Creed, which we confessed before the sermon, and which Nora herself confessed. And she understood that second article, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, my Lord," as she learned it from Luther's small catechism. She believed that Jesus Christ was true God, begotten from the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary. And that this Jesus was her Lord, who redeemed her, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. And he did all of this that she would be his own, and that she would live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And to those words she added that confession, "This is most certainly true." Like Anna, Nora waited quite a long time after that. She outlived two husbands. She watched our nation go through many presidents and wars. As I was seeing from the scrapbooks, she also did quite a lot of other things as well. She saw her offspring to the third and fourth generation. And now, after many, many years, her Lord has granted her to depart in peace, according to the word that he spoke to her at her baptism, when he said through the mouth of his servant, "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." I was blessed to be her pastor these last few years. And on her deathbed, I was privileged to preach to her the Lord's word and give her the sacrament for the final time. I read our Old Testament lesson and our epistle readings this morning to her during her final week, from Isaiah 25 and from Revelation 7. Isaiah 25 speaks of the Lord's atoning sacrifice that he made for Nora and for the sin of the whole world. And by that sacrifice, God's wrath was satisfied. There on Mount Zion, on Mount Calvary, outside the gates of Jerusalem, the Son of God was given over to death. And as the prophet Isaiah says, "On that day it will be said, 'Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" On Good Friday, death swallowed Jesus up. He died on the cross. He was buried and placed into the grave. On Saturday, he rested in the tomb. The grave held him. But on the third day, on Sunday morning, death's belly began to ache. As the day began to break, Christ burst forth from the tomb. He was victorious over the grave. He paid for sin. He crushed the serpent's head. Death was defeated. It was overcome. Its power had been broken, for Christ, the Son of God, had paid for all sin. And on that mountain, he established a rich feast, the Lord's Supper. That rich meal is his true body given into death for sinners. That fine wine is his true blood, which was shed upon the cross for the forgiveness of sins. As the scriptures say, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This sacrament as well was received by Nora throughout her life. She received it even upon her deathbed. There, in the Lord's Supper, Christ gave her the benefit of his death, the forgiveness of sins, life, and eternal salvation. He swallowed up her death in his death. Now Nora, having died with Christ in holy baptism, having been absolved of her sins, having heard and believed and confessed his word, and having received his holy supper, she departed in peace. She fell asleep in her Lord's hands. Now she stands with the saints before the throne of God, as we heard in our reading from Revelation 7. She stands there with Anna and Hannah, with Simeon, and with Billy and Raymond. She has been clothed in the white robes of the Lamb's blood and in his righteousness. Jesus was, is, and ever shall be her Lord, her Redeemer, her Shepherd. He shelters her in his presence now and forevermore. He wipes away her every tear. And on the last day, he will raise her from the dead. Her body will be fully healed and restored. And not only just restored to the way it was, but the way it should have been before the fall, before sin, and before death. Yet even now, dearly beloved, whenever we gather at this altar to receive Christ's true body and his true blood, we kneel beside the whole company of heaven, which now includes our sister Nora. We, like those spoken about in the prophet Isaiah, we wait that he might save us, and we rejoice in his salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.